From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It's Friday the 13th of February, and we're taking your questions and answers live today. So give us a call, 800-933-5372. From the inbox to start off today, Maritza says, happy Friday, same to you. An aunt of mine has a seed that she's been curious about for over 20 years. Maritza says, my aunt found this at her house one day, and she's kept it since. Is there anywhere she can take it or send it so that it can be examined and she can be told what it is? She currently lives in San Diego, but I'm sure, Maritza writes, she'd be willing to send it anywhere if she's guaranteed an answer. Anybody know about seed identification? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. We had a question from Stephen who says, our car was repossessed and we want to go to the auction where they will be selling it off. However, the company is refusing to tell us the information. So my question is, where can we find out? How can we find out where our car will be auctioned? Our, I guess, former car. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what we heard from Jedediah, who writes, I'm a wood carver. I'm always looking for fresh materials. Where can I get freshly cut trees, any type or size? My first thought is look around your neighborhood when, you know, people do tree trimming, because they always put those out, especially around the bulky trash pickup week. So that might be an idea. Maybe one of our listeners will have another. We got a question from Fran in Dallas, and this is about ransomware. And I think that's the that's this thing now where your computer gets taken over, it gets infected by a hacker or a virus, and it gets all your data gets locked. And essentially, they send you a note that says, you know, we will only release your computer if you pay this much by a certain time, and it's usually in Bitcoin and can be really complicated. And Fran's question is, if you have an external hard drive hooked up to your computer, which you back up to regularly, so say if you have like an, I guess if you have a Mac and you have Time Machine running, is that external hard drive at risk if you leave it connected to your computer? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Let's start on the phones today with James in Arlington. Hello, James.
Hey, Jeff. How's it going?
It's going well.
I just had a quick question. Around 11 a.m., generally on Thursday afternoons, if you're heading north or south on 360 or 121 on the west side of DFW Airport, there's this black smoke that's rising up for about half an hour from the airport, and I've seen it for years. I've lived here in Arlington for about 5 years, and I've never been able to figure out what's going on over there, and I just wondered if anyone knew or if y'all had ever had anyone call on it before.
Sure. We're almost getting this question every week now. They must be doing more firefighter training there, because that's the answer we've had before. That's airport firefighter training, and they're practicing what to do in case of a emergency. From what we've heard on the show.
Okay. Well, great. That answers the question, I guess.
Yeah. Well, unless somebody has a different answer. James, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Jeff.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. Or you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Kevin did that and says, external hard drives are vulnerable to ransomware anytime they're connected to the computer. So I guess, you know, back up often and disconnect the external drive just in case you get infected by a ransomware virus. 800-933-5372. Up next is JD in Dallas. Hey, JD.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Sir, some controversy here on Fritos. The company Frito-Lay. Fritos, I've heard, was invented a person in San Antonio, and I heard it was a person in Dallas, and became Frito-Lay because the Lay family bought this person's mm-hmm. part out. Can someone tell me the story, please, and get that straight? Who invented the Fritos and how it became Frito-Lay?
Maybe someone at Frito-Lay is listening right now at their desk and can give us a call and set us straight, or someone else. J.D., we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. From the inbox, Skip says, southeast of Rockwall, there's a prominent antenna array. It's been there for decades. Does anyone know what it's for? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Mellon also emailed us wondering, is there a correlation between the gestation period and lifespan of mammals? For example, dogs take about 8 weeks to produce a puppy that lives 8 to 12 years. People take 9 months to gestate a baby that lives 70 years or so. Well, I think if you carry that out, don't elephants gestate for 24 months or 22 months, something like that? Someone will. I'm just trying to remember off the top of my head. Someone will correct me if I'm wrong, I'm sure. So I'm not sure that there is a corollary, but we'll see if somebody has some thoughts on that this hour. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Up next is Eric in Dallas. Hello, Eric.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hi. I just wanted to know if anyone knew a good place in Dallas to learn Portuguese, whether it's a language school or a community college or anything.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. This is from the last week's stack. We had this question about looking for a math tutor in the DeSoto area. Gretchen says, in response to your listener looking for a tutor in Southern Dallas County, she might contact UNT Dallas. It's located at 7300 University Hills Boulevard off of I-20. And Gretchen says, I bet there may be students who would be very interested in helping and tutoring her child. Jean emailed us in response to a question. We had a listener last week, if memory serves me correctly. Doesn't always, but I think someone asked about looking for 100% wool yarn, or their mother was looking for 100% wool yarn for knitting. And Jean says, I ran across some 100% wool yarn at Michael's in Frisco a couple of weeks ago. They didn't have a huge collection, but she says there are a handful of colors to choose from, so there's a lead on that. And let's see, I think we got an answer on that. We got an answer on that from someone today. Alyssa emails us to anything at kera.org. For the person asking about non-acrylic yarns. Oh, she sent this in last week. For the person asking about non-acrylic yarns, while many big box craft stores like Michael's now carry a wider array of yarns made from different fibers, the best bet is a yarn shop. Alyssa says yarn and stitches at Coit and Arapaho in Dallas is one option, and so is Holly's Yarn Shop, H-O-L-L-E-Y, and it's S-H-O-P-P-E, Holly's Yarn Shoppy, on Forest and Emwood in Dallas, near the Dallas North Tollway. Alyssa writes that both shops have websites, or to find it even more, go to dfwyarncrawl.com. You'll find an array of yarn shops and fiber arts resources across the area. And then we had that question last week about someone who had a rural property and was hoping to hook up with an organization to offer space for people to either meditate or convalesce or just spend some time in a quiet place. Alyssa says, for someone who wants to donate real estate or space, the Samaritan Inn is an organization that assists the homeless. So the donation page of their website at thesamaritaninn.org could be something to look into. So Alyssa, thanks so much for those answers. We also got an answer on last week's question about shredding paper. Barb and Keller says a great website to find out where to recycle anything is Earth911. On that website, you just enter what you want to recycle. You enter your zip code. Barb says it's amazing. But as far as shredded paper in the DFW area, she writes, there's a company that places large green bins at various locations, usually schools, churches, and other organizations for fundraising. The name is Abitibi, A-B-I-T-I-B-I, Paper Retriever. There's a dog picture and there's a phone number on the green bin. And these sites come up on the Earth 911 website. There's probably a convenient bin for everyone in our area, and they specify that you bag the shredded paper. Barb says, I gradually collect mine in a large trash bag. You may have to call the organizations listed on the website to find out where their bin is located. Barb, thanks so much for that comprehensive answer. And let's see, one more from last week. Jessalie is writing to answer about that question, where do I work on my own car? A place that has tools, et cetera, et cetera. Jessalie says, the shop is called My Bay Automotive and is located in Denton. And they have a website, mybayauto.com, all one word, My Bay Auto. You can find them online by searching for My Bay Automotive. So, Jessalie, thank you very much. 800-933-5372. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Joel in Plano. Hey, Joel.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, I just had a question for you. I live in Plano, and right on the intersection of Ohio and Park, there's a large tank that's labeled nitrogen on the Ohio side. And it looks like, I guess from what I can tell, it's hooked up to either the light system or something over there. It's about 4 feet tall, and it's silver. And I was just curious. I pass it every day wondering what that is and what purpose it serves being out in the open like that.
Yeah, we've had this question a number of times over the years, and I'm actually thumbing through the definitives folder to see if I have it. The answer here, but the answer is basically that those are nitrogen tanks are hooked to the communications lines, so that forces the liquid, water, and condensation out of things like fiber optic lines, et cetera. And here's actually an answer that we got way back in 2007, this is it's actually a pretty detailed answer from Jose and Richardson. Who worked at Nortel at the time, probably still does. He says, here's a more detailed reason as to what these nitrogen tanks are used for. In the early 1900s, the telephone infrastructure was made up of non-insulated bare wires. And by the mid-1900s, telephone companies began to make more efficient use of the pole wire space by combining the wires into a single multi-wire cable. He says, believe it or not, the outer sheath of this cable was made out of lead, and the insulator that protected the wire from touching each other was paper. And he says, the lead cable was prone to cracking in hot and cold extremes, exposing the paper-wrapped wires to moisture and rain, etc. He says, this lead cable has a Schrader-type air valve, the kind you have on your car tires, soldered to one end of the lead sleeve, and the nitrogen air tank has a long hose on it that runs up the pole of this air valve on the cable. The nitrogen tank's purpose is to maintain consistent outward air pressure on the cable, to keep water out of the cable, and to keep the paper insulation dry. If the tank runs out of gas and it rains, effectively the cable and the paper inside become a sponge. Telephone wires get crossed. Subscribers experience crosstalk and service interruptions. Tanks are routinely checked for air pressure readings, and excessive pressure is lost. A cable crew is sent out to repair the air leak. So there you go.
Wow, thank
you. It's a fix for what is now probably like a 100-year-old infrastructure. So, and I'm glad I saved that. And actually, it's funny because Jose, when he emailed that to me, what, 8 years ago nearly, he says, I hope you will keep this email for future reference on the topic. So, hey, it pays off.
Well, I appreciate it.
You bet. Joel, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
It's anything you ever wanted to know right here on KERA. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be back. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number is 800-933-5372. Our email address, anything@kera.org. Or you can tweet me your questions and answers at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Up next on the phone, let's talk to Gary in Fort Worth. Hey, Gary.
Hi, how are you, Jeff?
Doing well.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I had an answer for the seed lady that had called in.
Yeah.
To identify it. She'd probably try Botanical Research Institute of Texas. The acronym is BRIT, B-R-I-T. And they're in Fort Worth, Texas. And a guy named Barney Lipscomb, he's their curator and a head botanist.
Great.
They would probably, she could probably take a picture of it, email it to them, and they could probably identify it pretty darn quick.
Great. Hey, Gary, thanks so much.
Okay, you have a good day.
We also got a tweet from Lara or Lara on this, recommending BRIT, the Botanical Research Institute of Texas. She also says perhaps the local, maybe San Diego State University Botany Department could look at it too. And taking the picture or taking a couple of pictures seems like the easy thing to do, and you can just email those. We also got an email from Don and Garland on this, who says, take the unknown seed to the Texas A&M Agricultural Extension Office on Coit Road, just north of Campbell. You leave the item, the seed, and a staff scientist or agricultural expert will examine it, fill out a report sheet that will be made available to you after about a week. And this works great for identifying bugs and insects, too. And the service is free to the citizens of Texas. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Missy in Fort Worth. Hey, Missy.
Hey.
Hi there.
I have an answer for the man who is a wood carver.
Okay.
I have a 60-year-old oak tree that died of oak wilt last year, and my father planted it, and I don't know what to do with it. I don't want to get rid of it. So I don't know if that's the kind of wood you can carve into, but that's my answer.
Okay. Hey, I'll tell you what, if you'll send us an email, we will try to connect, or I can tell you actually.
Okay.
Are you on Twitter?
I'm not.
You're not. No. Okay. So we'll ask Jedediah to send me his email address.
Okay.
Since he tweeted, and then if you'll email us anything at kera.org, we'll see if we can connect you guys.
Okay. Great.
Right.
Thank you.
You bet. Line open 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Joseph in Arlington. Hey, Joseph.
Hey, good afternoon. I got an answer for you regarding the antenna array in Rockwall.
Sure.
That actually belongs to KFXR 1190, and that is where they broadcast at night. And a little reason behind that is because, as some may know, AM signals travel farther at night than they do during the day. Now, they broadcast during the day up at Irving, but at night they use this massive 12-tower array at a much lower power because they have to, per FCC rules. Yet that tower allows them to actually steer the signal directly into Dallas. And so they use this very complicated array, which is amongst the most complicated in the country, to be able to use, because they're restricted to such a low power at night, are able to steer that power into the most populated area of the market to be able to get the most amount of listeners.
Very good. Hey, thanks so much for the answer.
You're welcome.
All
Take
right.
care.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Scott says, not only are external hard drives vulnerable to ransomware, but Wi-Fi and physical networks are also vulnerable. Let's see. This is from Stuart, who says, it depends on the particular ransomware, like CryptoLocker and CryptoWall 2.0. But yes, they are normally vulnerable to such attacks. If you use an external drive or backup, you should encrypt the backups or password protect them if possible. For Windows, Symantec Backup Exec System Recovery is a great backup software and can do encryption. Let's see. Charles says an external drive can mitigate the threat from ransomware, but only if it's turned off. If the computer can see it, so can the ransomware. So it can stay plugged in, but be sure to only turn the drive on, usually with a power switch or a button, when you're making the backup, and then turn it off when you're done. I guess USB-powered drives don't qualify for that. for that, Michael says, I work at DFW, and yes, the smoke is firefighter training. He says if you like Dallas-Fort Worth Airport on Facebook, they'll often post when they'll be doing the training so that you can be aware when the smoke can be expected. And we got a tweet from David, who says, the smoke at DFW Airport comes from the DFW Fire Training Research Center, which trains airport firefighters from around the world. So that would make sense. They bring in firefighters from all over the world, train them on appropriate response, and that's why it happens so often. So those are good answers. Thanks so much, everybody. This is a good answer, too, from Karen in Garland, who says, I do historic weaving, and I have to use 100% wool yarn to be authentic. And I get all my yarn from knitpicks.com. And, of course, it's spelled K-N-I-T, picks, all one word, knitpicks.com. She says they have every color under the sun and many different weights. 800-933-5372. Up next on the phone, let's talk to Cynthia in Grand Prairie. Hey, Cynthia. Are you there, Cynthia?
Hello, yes.
Hey there.
Thank you, off speakerphone. Sorry. I have an answer to, well, not a real extensive answer, but I know something about the Fritos, where they were first discovered, and that was in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. I don't know what year. This could all probably be looked up on Wikipedia or something, but the Doolins brothers were making, they happened into a restaurant that was serving some corn chips, and they bought the recipe for $3.50 from the gentleman, and they were making them in their kitchen, their mom's kitchen, and she decided it was a little bit too much for the kitchen for her, so she told them that they should go make a place out in the garage. So they were making them. My grandfather happened along, and he was one of the first Frito salesmen. He worked
with
Fritos for about 36 years, raised 8 kids on that salary from Fritos. Anyway, that's what I know about it. That was in San Antonio. So
great.
Dillon Brothers are from San Antonio, and that's where the recipe came from.
Well, thank you for the first-person story.
Sure.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, of course, anything at kera.org. Let's see. Someone says, how long does it take for new roads to show up on GPS? If a new road opens on February 1st, when should it update? Let's see. Another answer on the Rockwall Antenna Complex. And yes, Bart agrees it's the nighttime directional array for KFXR, and sent a link to wikimapia.org, which looks like it might be a place to find stuff like this out. Let's see. This is from also on Fritos from Marianne. It says, Kalita Doolin, the daughter of C.E. Doolin, has written a wonderful book, Fritos Pie, about Fritos. It includes stories, recipes, and much about the early days of Fritos. Marion says, here's how the inside cover blurb begins. In 1932, C.E. Doolin, the operator of a struggling San Antonio confectionery, purchased for $100, this says, the recipe for a fried corn chip product and a crude device used to make it, along with a list of 19 customer accounts. From that humble beginning sprang Fritos, which is fries in Spanish, a product that, this says, thanks to Doolin's marketing ingenuity and a visionary approach to food, technology would become one of the best-known brands in America. Marianne says, I've known Kalita for about 20 years. So, again, a first-person story. 800-933-5372. Thanks so much, Marianne, for that email. And Margaret also emailed us at anything at kera.org on yarn shops recommending the Woolly U, E-W-E, on Custer Road in Plano. So I think yarn shops, there may be some sort of, there's a thread here. that was totally accidental, by the way. I'm getting big head shaking from the control room. But there seems to be a thread, the punny yarn shop name. Just saying, you know, when it's a slow news day, we might want to let our digital editor know. 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to Beth in Plano. Hello, Beth.
Hi.
Hi.
I was wondering if there were any restaurants around the DFW area that had working photo booths in them.
I think we asked this question off an email a couple of weeks ago, and I don't remember if we got an answer. So, well, you've asked again.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You bet. Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Linda in Dallas. Hello, Linda. Hello, Linda. All right. Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Clark in Weatherford. Hello, Clark.
Hello, Jeff.
Hi.
I got some definitive answer about the Fritos.
Okay.
My granny was born in the 1890s. She moved to San Antonio. It was about the 1920s. And lived on the south side of town. And there was a lady that sold the Fritos outside her door. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the lady's name, but...
And where was this again?
This was in San Antonio.
Okay, okay.
On the south side. In fact, from that street, you could see Pioneer Flour Mills. Anyway, she said she went, and that lady was making these Fritos and selling them outside her door. I mean, outside of her house.
Right.
It was like a vendor thing. Like, you know, in San Antonio.
Yeah, like a little.
Outside the Alamo.
Yeah, you had a little window in into your kitchen, and you sold stuff
out of the house.
Yeah.
And outside the Alamo, way back, there was these ladies that sold, what was it, tacos or tamales?
Yeah. The tacos, tamales, probably chili, all kinds
of
stuff. Yeah.
But
the Kitchen Sisters actually have a great.
That's where the Fritos came from.
The Kitchen Sisters actually have a great piece on that era of San Antonio.
And I lived there enough to know that it's the best Mexican food in all of the world.
Well, Clark, thanks for calling.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Lots of great stories today about the origin of Fritos. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. You can tweet me as well if you have a question or answer. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Luciana McKinney says via email, hey, on where to learn Portuguese, Collin County Community College offers Portuguese lessons. She says, but I'm not sure of what level. Your listener can also go to two Brazilian restaurants in the area, one on 183 in Irving and another on Arapahoe, close to 75 in Richardson, where he can meet Brazilians and practice. And they may also have recommendations of people if he wants private lessons. Luciana says, Berlitz also has Portuguese and other languages. I wonder if Duolingo is doing Portuguese, which is an online thing that we've had, an online app that we've had recommended before at Duolingo.com. Thanks for those answers, Luciana. Really appreciate it. This is from Mark. To anything at KERA.org, who's wondering, quote, what's the deal with the lights in the tunnel on the Woodall-Rogers freeway? He says, ever since it's been built, it seems like the lights are never in sync with the time of day. On bright, sunny days, when I drive into the tunnel, the lights seem dim, with some noticeably off. So the tunnel is dim to the point that you can't even see your dashboard instruments. So the sensation is just like walking into a movie theater for several seconds. You can't see anything while your eyes try to adjust, and at 50-plus miles per hour, and I'll add to Mark's email that it's usually plus, right? It's dangerous. He says, then at night, when I drive back through, it seems like every light is on and turned up to full. So now the sensation is reversed. We're stunned by the sudden brightness. It seems to me that they'd want to have full brightness during the day and for it to be a little dimmer at night. Does anybody know why it is the way it is, Mark? From Mark and Irving. Well, we'll see if somebody has a suggestion for you. Patty wants to know where to purchase a ginkgo biloba tree in the Dallas area. Anybody know where to find a ginkgo biloba? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Up next, let's talk to Charlotte in Dallas. Hello, Charlotte.
Hello.
Hi there.
I have a very timely question, and that is, where in Dallas or where in this area can you find a fishnet-style crocheted string bag?
Like the kind you use for vegetables and fruit and stuff like that.
The kind you use for groceries,
yeah, right. Okay.
And Whole Foods used to have them, but
right.
The last time I asked at Whole Foods, they didn't know what I was talking about.
Yeah, the one or two that we have at my house are really old too. So, and they may have come from Whole Foods, but I haven't seen them in a long time. So we'll see if we get an answer for you.
We've got to find them because now that plastic bags are finally being phased out, it's very important. I've had three of them and they're all been lost.
Oh,
so.
No. Okay. Well, we're on the case. We'll see if anybody knows. Surely someone has seen them out there.
Surely, yeah. And if you ever see anyone, ask them where they got it.
Have you looked online to see if you can find them online?
Yeah, but I can't very successfully do that. I found one in San Francisco last summer, but I lost it just the other day.
Oh, no. Yeah, and you can't really examine them either online and see if they're sturdy enough.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. Well, Charlotte, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you so much.
Fingers crossed,
love
okay?
The program.
Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. Billy Bob's in Fort Worth, according to Robin, who just emailed us, Billy Bob's in Fort Worth has a working photo booth. So there you go. There's one. We'll see if we get some other answers. Ask and you shall receive, right? Let's see. Teresa says the Chewy's restaurant at McKinney and Knox in Dallas has had a photo booth for many years. So if you're on the west side, Billy Bob's, and if you're on this side, Chewy's restaurant on McKinney and Knox. So there's a couple of options for photo booth restaurants. And Dwayne backs me up on this. In October of 2007, the Kitchen Sisters of NPR's Hidden Kitchen series did a story on Fritos, which delves into the history. So I'm sure you can find that online. Almost positive. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next, before we take a break, to Carter in Red Oak. Hello, Carter. Are you there, Carter?
Oh, yes, sir. Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
All right. I was just calling to get some information on volunteering for a local fire station around the area, mainly Dallas, maybe Ellis County or Johnson County,
mm-hmm.
and just basically anything I can get on what kind of involvement I'll need to start in or go about, I guess.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Jay.
It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA. Phone number is 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Whatever you do, stay tuned because we got a whole nother segment coming up. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones here and talk next to Derek in Fort Worth. Hello, Derek.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, doing well.
I've got an answer for a gentleman from last week, and I also have a question.
Okay.
The answer was for, there was a person that was looking for refrigerator-sized boxes. And our business, we go to Sears outlet stores,
mm-hmm.
and we go there regularly to scavenge for corner protectors. And there's always 5 to 10 boxes that size out there. So I would suggest to look at the Sears outlet stores.
Okay.
They're always on their docks. And secondly, I own a vending business, and occasionally I go down and feed the homeless at the Union Gospel Mission, particularly the people that are still out on the streets. And I, you know, give them vending stuff and coffee. But it's come to my attention that some of the women that are out on the streets are in need of, like, feminine hygiene products, and practically everybody is in need of, like, you know, toothbrushes.
Right, just basic toiletries, yeah.
I'm trying to find an organization that I can get in touch with that I can kind of tap into as a resource to distribute them when I do go down to give away my food items. And stuff.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for it. And you're in Fort Worth primarily, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Can I give an email on air? Or
You know, you can, if you'll email us, we'll have your email address. And if we hear from anybody, we can, you know, we can try to connect you that way.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
So, yeah, just shoot us an email to anything at kera.org and just, you know, mention what we talked about. And if we hear from anybody that way, of course, first of all, we'll be sure to read it on the air. And if we get a call, you'll hear it on the air. But if it's, you know, it's later on, we'll try to connect you.
Well, Jeff, thank you for your help.
You
I
bet.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Have a good day.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. And that's where, Iman is wondering where to find buffalo milk in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I would love to find out where to find, bison milk. I don't know if I've seen it, but maybe somebody knows where to find it. Erica says, yes, Duolingo offers Portuguese via email. Tweeted me, Duolingo has Portuguese. And Elle says there's a photo booth at Sue Ellen's in Dallas on Cedar Springs. So a couple of answers there from the Twitter. Let's talk next to Dominic in Dallas on this as well. Hey, Dominic.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I just wanted to say that there is a photo booth at the Valley View Mall. It's right there at Preston and 635.
Very good.
I think it's on the second level.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Sam in Frisco. Hello, Sam.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
I kind of got the end part of what you guys were talking about, crypto. One of my PCs hit by crypto, and I've tried everything to get that off, that virus off. I'm not able to see any of my pictures or any of my documents. And I'm trying to figure out if there is a fix for it or not, or anybody knows where I can take my PC to get it fixed.
Okay, so you got, did you get the crypto wall or the lockout?
Yeah, crypto wall, that's what it's called.
They give you like the countdown clock and all that?
Yeah, it gives you the countdown and says, okay, you need to, put a money, I guess, credit card, use a credit card
right.
to release my info.
Okay. And so you're wondering if there's anybody who deals with that specifically here in the Dallas
right.
area. Okay. Well,
right.
we'll see if we get some help for you. And we got about 10 minutes of show left, but we'll see if we get an answer for you.
I appreciate you.
Right. Thanks. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Samantha emailed us. I'm someone who has been a singer my entire life, Samantha says. However, I had to stop taking vocal lessons and performing when I started college and my job. I miss singing and would love to take vocal lessons to get back into things in the Dallas area. I'm not sure where to start. Can anyone help? Samantha, who's looking for voice lessons. Chris says, I have a friend who has a tree service by Dan, who might be a good person to contact for wood to carve as they cut down trees. Let's see. Their website, Chris says, is treeservicebydan.com, or any tree service, Chris said, might be a good source if you contact them. Let's see. We got an email from Reza, who says, if you have an invention idea that you'd like to prototype and don't have the know-how to do so, where do you go to get it manufactured? And also, how do we work on receiving a patent on the invention? We've had this question before, and we've had the suggestion to look on maybe, Yahoo groups pages for inventor meetups or contact folks at the Dallas Makers Space, which is online. If you just Google Dallas Makers Space, to at least network with people who might be able to connect you with prototype manufacturers. And we'll see if we get some other questions. Let's see. This is from David, David is out at DFW Airport, and he's in the public affairs office, and he emailed us about the DFW Fire Training Research Center. But he also tweeted me. So, David, thanks again, thanks twice for reaching out to us on that answer. And it's really great to know actually about the DFW Fire Training Research Center. Because I had no idea that happens at DFW. I know there's a lot of training that happens at DFW. There's a big training complex south of the airport, a large campus, and lots of different organizations have seminars and training sessions there. But it's really cool to know about the firefighter training. A couple more photo booth answers. This is from Matt, who says Alamo Draft House in Richardson at 75 and Beltline has a photo booth in the lobby. I see a photo booth tour coming on for our listener who asked. And Patty says Hollywood Cinema in Garland The Dollar Theater, she says, has a photo booth. She says, now if I could only convince my kids to climb in there with me, but they're 13 and 10. And Patty says, much too cool to do such a thing. Oh, Patty, well, maybe that'll turn around. And Allison says, I've seen ginkgo trees at North Haven Gardens on North Haven in Dallas. So, Allison, thanks for that answer. Full board of calls, 800-933-5372. And the patient caller award winner of the week is Marco in Dallas. Marco, thanks for hanging in there.
Sure thing, Jeff. I have an answer for the woman that was talking about a new road and when it would appear on her GPS.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of different answers. One is if she's working with a standalone GPS device like a TomTom or a Garmin, those vendors sell map updates about once a year where they collect all the new streets and have them for sale on their websites.
Okay.
If she's using a smartphone as a navigation device, if she's using Google or Bing or Waze, other social media navigation tools, then they have feedback forms on their websites to suggest that they add new roads as they're built.
Very good. Hey, Marco, thanks for calling.
Sure.
All right. We also heard on that wood carving question from Carl, who says you might also get in touch with Blue Ox Tree Service. Sounds like they might be able to provide you know some wood that way. You know, I think the thing about the tree service folks is if you can figure out where they are and meet up with them, probably not a problem. But getting it delivered is another story. But there are some suggestions there. Also from Twitter, L says Samantha could look into music students at SMU and some of the grad vocal performance students teach voice lessons. And Allison says for voice lessons, go to NATS.org, NATS.org, the National Association of Teachers of Singing, and click on Find a Teacher. Allison tweeted, I'm a member of NATS and teach in Fort Worth. So a couple of leads on voice training here in North Texas. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Rita in Grand Saline. Hello, Rita.
Hi.
Hi there.
I have an answer. The lady who's looking for a ginkgo biloba tree, North Haven Gardens probably is a good resource, but if not, I live in East Texas, and in Canton, where they hold First Monday each month, First Monday Trade Days, there's a place called Terry's Plants and Herbs, and he carries a wide assortment of hard-to-find plants, herbs, unusual things. He carries ginkgo biloba trees, bay leaf trees, eucalyptus trees. They're small, but they grow really fast. And he's off of FM 17 and 1255 right there in Canton.
Great. Rita, thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome. Right. Thank you.
Up next, we have Norma in Denton. Hello, Norma.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm calling with an answer for the lady that was looking for the produce bags.
Yeah, the mesh, kind of the mesh bags, yeah.
Yeah, well, I work for a company called Norwest, and I'm an independent sales consultant for them, but they sell a lot of green products, and she could go to normashivers.norwex.biz, and she can find all kinds of wonderful products there. But have the mesh bags. They have all kinds of things.
And what's the company called?
It's Norwex. It's Norwex.
Okay. Well, Norma, thanks so much for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Let's see. This is from Kay, who says, look for these in Asian food shops because they're widely used throughout Asia to bring groceries home and have been at least since the 70s when we lived in Japan, Kay says. So you might try Asian grocery stores or Asian food stores. This is from Mason, who says, if you've got that computer virus, you might try checking in with someone at Geek Squad at Best Buy. He says they can fix it in a few days, but unfortunately you lose all documents usually. So it seems like you could probably do that yourself, though, I would think, by just, you know, basically erasing the hard drive. Although I don't know if you can erase the hard drive if you're locked out. It's a good question. Let's see. Della says, for the gentleman who called and requesting someone to help him distribute toiletry products to the homeless, have him contact the local Girl Scout office. It'd be a great community service. The council office in Fort Worth might be a good place to start. One more photo booth suggestion. There is a company called Society Booth that can bring a photo booth to anybody's event. This is from Roger, who emailed us. So there is one more suggestion on that. And Rick says, just a reminder for anyone who wants to protect their computer files, especially from the crypto-type scams, backups, backups, backups. He says, the kinds of backups that one does while still connected to the computer all the time are also vulnerable. The best type of backup is one you do each day to a separate drive and then disconnect it from the computer. So that sounds like that's the winning suggestion. 800-933-5372. Time for maybe one more call, maybe two. Let's talk to Karen in Dallas. Hello, Karen.
Hello.
Hey there. Go right ahead.
I'm sorry?
Go right ahead, please.
Oh, if for the person looking for the ginkgo trees, Rohde's Nursery in Garland has them.
Okay.
And that's spelled R-O-H-D-E-S. And they also can order the mesh produce bags.
Oh, from the nursery.
Yes, and they also carry the plants from Terry's.
Oh.
That the other caller was talking about.
Very good. All right, well.
So it sounds like a trip to Rohde's.
Thanks very much, Karen.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. Let's talk to Bridget in Dallas. Hello, Bridget. Are you there, Bridget?
Hey, I was calling in for an answer for the crypto wall.
Yeah.
If you go to Tran Computers on Garland Road in Dallas, just north of Lakewood, they were able to fix mine.
Very good. Bridget, thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Let's see. We got a couple more emails here on toiletry donations. Jane in Frisco says the Tarrant County Communities and Schools is an outstanding organization that is always looking for the type of products that your caller is willing to donate. So there's Tarrant County Communities and Schools. And on voice lessons, Harold says the Dallas School of Music does voice lessons and any other instrument you can think of. So you might check out the Dallas School of Music. Well, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy. Fiona Norton answers your phone calls, and Christine McConnell produces the podcast, which you can find on the KERA website. Just go to KERA.org/anything. We put the last 10 hours of show up there for you, absolutely free. And you can email us, of course, comments, questions, suggestions, musings, fears, hopes, you know, just stuff that you're thinking about, anything at KERA.org. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. And of course, you can also communicate with me on Twitter, at Jeff Whittington. Thanks so much for listening and for writing and calling in, and enjoy this beautiful weather and have a great weekend.